The world's going to reflect you back onto you, so you better get used to reading it.
Welcome to The Underestimated Entrepreneur, where I talk about the many lessons, learnings, and tools that I've learned along my journey from being the private mindset and mental performance coach to rich listers, successful entrepreneurs, professional athletes, and more, all while running business and personal performance events for tens of thousands of people who want to get the best out of themselves and their lives. This is my way of helping more people to excel in life, build successful empires, and be the best that they can be. I hope you share and enjoy.
Driven Mofos, welcome back to another episode of The Underestimated Entrepreneur. All right, it's my last day in Singapore, so I thought I'd just quickly get this out before I hop on a plane and head across to Indonesia, or Bali anyway. Anyway, this morning I was really thinking about how the world is reflected back onto us. Now, you've probably heard the woo-woo shit out there about, you know, the frequency and the energy and how your energy works and all that stuff. Look, I'm going to try and cut through all the crap. I did originally start this journey by being a bit of a jughead. I didn't really know what I was doing, didn't really know anything about personal development. It wasn't my thing. And then I was just going through this stage where I knew that something had to change. You know, I was sick of the results that I was getting. And most of you out there are exactly like that. You're sick of not getting the results that you want. Like, you're just fucking fed up. Like, you've been working hard, you've been grinding. You know, I was a hard worker. I was putting in the hours. I thought that I was a good dude. You know, I was looking after my girlfriend at the time, then eventually came home and found out she'd taken all my shit and left. And I'm living back at home at my parents' house. I've got chronic fatigue, or I didn't realize it was chronic fatigue until later. And then eventually I just thought, fuck, something's got to change. But isn't it interesting that for most of us, we're so fucking stupid that we have to hit rock bottom before we realize that something has to change? Like, why not change before shit hits rock bottom? And that's why I advocate and push so hard now to make the change now. Make the change today. Like, if you want to do something different, do it now. Don't wait, because most of you motherfuckers out there are sitting there going, you know what, I do need to change my diet. Right, it's Monday morning, you wake up, you feel like shit, you look at yourself in the mirror and you go, you know what, I'm disgusting. That's good. You realize you're a piece of shit and you need to change. That's good, because now you're decisive. But you shouldn't have to get to that place. If worse comes to worse, what's going to happen is you're going to end up in hospital one day with a heart attack or some other problem, some mental health crisis. Like, business owners reach out to me and they're like, dude, I've been following you for 3 years and I thought I would reach out. And I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, well, you know, I've just gone bankrupt and, you know, my wife's left and I'm not seeing my kids and all of this shit. And I'm like, why didn't you reach out 3 years ago? Oh, well, you know, I've been thinking about it. I'm like, you thought about it for 3 years and didn't do shit. That is horrible. But I always remember back to when I was that fucking stupid as well. I was that stupid. Now, back in the day when I first started, we didn't have podcasts. We didn't have YouTube. We didn't have all that shit. It was back in the day of MySpace, for those of you who are old enough to remember MySpace. There was MySpace. I don't even think there was Facebook. I was just stupid. Like, I'd never come across this stuff. And I'm sitting on my bed one night having night sweats. It's like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And this big dude comes on TV and he's talking about changing your life. And I watched these people talking about how they'd changed their life. And I thought, you know what? Something's got to change. Something has to change. And it had to change. Like, how worse could it get? And this is why I try to stop you ending up in that position. Because I was that fucking stupid. I had lost all my money. I had no money. I was working my ass off. I'm a third year apprentice. I'm going to the gym and training hard and not getting the results that I wanted. My girlfriend had left. I'm living back at home with my parents. Me and my mum used to clash all the time, so I didn't want to be there. And I'm going out drinking all the time. Like, drinking was my thing. And something had to change. My life reflected me back onto me. Back then, I was a piece of shit. And my life was shit. My life was shit because I was a piece of shit. And if your life is shit, it's for two reasons. You're a piece of shit or your head's up your ass. And you've got to change that. You don't have to be that way. You're not a piece of shit. It's just the way you keep reflecting you back onto you reminds you that you're a piece of shit and you've got to change. The world is you, externalized. So if your mindset is crap, if your health is crap, if the way you treat yourself is crap, I was talking about this morning, right? Like, in Australia especially, and probably in America is the same. I meet dudes that are like worth 40, 50 million bucks, and they look like they're the poorest motherfucker on the planet. They rock up, they've gone to Roger David Menswear, which is like a cheap menswear place, and they go and buy a suit jacket that's not even tailored. They go and buy a brown pair of chinos that they've had for 3 or 4 years. go get some like goofy looking fucking shoes that they give to all the douchebags at school. That's how they dress. Then they rock up in a fucking Toyota and they talk about their $40 million property portfolio. And that's like the pride of their life. But when you look at them, they have wealth in one area. The rest of their life looks like shit. I mean, why would you have that much money and live like you're fucking poor? Why'd they do that? Because they're afraid. They're hiding. They're hiding because they don't want people to notice that they have money. And this is what happens in Australia and America and countries like that. It's like if you have wealth, you try to hide it. Now, some places aren't like that. Miami's not like that, right? LA's not like that. You know, if you go to the Hollywood Hills and things like that, it's not like that. Well, in certain areas anyway. But it's just this shitty habit, especially in Australia, where it's like, you want to be rich, but like, don't let anyone know. So be poor, but have money. How fucking stupid is that? And then all these douchebags out there are like, well, I can leave it to my kids. And it's like, cool. They're going to not have to work hard. They're going to gain no self-respect, no self-confidence, because they know that daddy's going to leave them all this money. And how many people have you met that are like, well, you know what? I'm a multimillionaire because daddy left me money. You've just fucking destroyed their life. You've destroyed their life because you wouldn't leave yours. They don't have a work ethic. They don't have to work hard for shit. You know, if you're trying to save your kids from having to work, that's you manifesting yourself. Like, you wish that you were that way. So you create that for your kids. Instead of making them grind, instead of them teaching them how to work, push through adversity. Adversity is the thing that creates the character. Adversity is the thing that makes a person great. If they don't have adversity, so some of you out there don't want adversity with your health and fitness. You're like, I'll start on Monday. You start when it's easy because you've had the weekend to rest. You feel guilty and ashamed of all the shit that you've done. And so on Monday, it's easy to get up and go to the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning or fucking 6 o'clock or whatever time you want to go. But can you still do it on Friday? Can you do it on Saturday morning? Can you do it on Sunday morning when you don't want to get out of bed? Can you do it when it's cold? Can you do it for long enough? Can you do it consistently? Will you start getting jacked and putting on some good sized muscle? Can you do that? The answer is probably no. It's easy to make money when everything's going well, like all these Bitcoin douchebags that are out there and they're like, well, I made all this money in crypto, like I'm a fucking expert. Well, they were an expert while the market was going up. Like, you could have been the biggest moron in the world and put your money into Bitcoin. But when the market's trending up, you make a shit ton of money. The same as in the property market. Like, when people invested all their money in the property market when it was absolutely going gangbusters or prior to it going gangbusters, of course you're going to make money because there's only one direction that the market's going. How do you make money when the market's going down though? That's the real question. That's what separates the boys from the men and the real women from the little girls. Adversity creates the character. So if you can handle adversity financially when things are tough, you can crush it when things are going easy. That's why I listen to all these knobheads online who send me messages on Instagram. They're like, man, I want to do some work with you. And I'm like, right, cool, let's do this. And then they go, what's the price? I show them the price and they're like, oh man, it's expensive. And I'm like, listen here, you fucking piece of shit. You're walking around with a pair of Louis Vuitton shoes on that are $1,200 to impress all your friends to show that you're rich, but you're a broken person on the inside. You're broken. That's hectic. You can go out and buy a top of the range Ford four-wheel drive or truck, put big lifted suspension on it, big tires, big spotlights on there so you look like a real fucking man. Yeah, on the inside, you're a little boy that's crying because you can't even afford to do coaching to better yourself. Your validation comes from the car that you have, not the things that you've created in your own life, not the person that you are as an individual. Until you get yourself right, you will never get your life right. And if you keep buying external shit to validate yourself, you're a fucking loser and you know it. That's hectic. You cannot act that way. You cannot be that way in life. That is not how life works. Adversity creates the character. Adversity creates the man. Adversity creates the woman. If you want to master any area of life, you have to go through the adversity and you've got to keep pushing into it. If you want to be a master of money, you push through adversity. When shit gets tough, that's where you need to go harder. That's where you need to invest more. That's where you need to put in more money. Whereas everybody, almost everybody, and this is what separates the 1%ers from everyone else. The 1%ers, when they don't have money, they go fucking find money and they make shit happen because they know that they need to invest in that area, right? Because the opportunity's there, it doesn't last, right? I had a guy the other day who's twice now reached out to me. I've had an hour conversation over the phone, a business dude in Adelaide. His life keeps turning to shit. He's fat and overweight. He smokes. He dumps bags of coke on the weekend, right? And then he thinks that his life's great. Every time I've spoken to him, he knows he's a piece of shit. He talks about how he's disappointing his family, how he feels like he's letting everybody else down. And here's the thing. This motherfucker now twice in a 12-month period has reached out to me and said, I need your help. And then when I say, right, let's do this, I send him the link to sign up to either my mid-ticket program, which is fuck all, it's like $750. Right, $750 for 3 months, I think. Like, it's absolute nothing. And then this dipshit turns around and he's like, oh yeah, man, I got to figure shit out and I just got to move some money around. And then he ends up not doing it. And then a year later, he reaches back out to me, oh man, like, things got worse. And I'm like, no shit, things got worse. Tell me how things got worse. Things only got worse because you got worse. You got worse over a period of time because time amplifies everything. Time amplifies bad habits and time amplifies good habits. So the longer you dumb motherfuckers out there keep putting off shit, the worse things get. But the faster you move, the faster you make decisions, the better things get. So are you making good decisions or are you making bad decisions today? How are you operating? Are you getting up and going to the gym? That's a good decision. Time's going to amplify that. Are you looking after yourself? Are you looking after your mental health? Well, you are because you're probably listening to this podcast. But if you've got to change shit, then change shit today. Don't wait for next week. Don't wait for next month. Don't keep putting shit off, because if you do that, that is why you're a loser and that's why you're losing in life. That has to change. That has to change today. Time amplifies everything, just like money amplifies everything. You get more money and you waste more time. Holy shit, your life is going to turn really bad really quick. And then when it happens, you're going to hit rock bottom fast, right? That's why someone who starts developing bad habits when they start making money, shit gets bad really, really quickly. These are the people who reach out to me and they're like, I lost everything. And then I ask them, they're like, well, things were going really, really good. And I started using drugs and I started not going to work and I started traveling more and I started, and I'm like, ooh, right. There are people out there now online who have a lot of money. And I see that on the way up, they had all these good habits, go to the gym, work hard, put in the mindset work, do all this stuff. They start making all this money. They hop on a plane. They're traveling all the time. They're hanging out with people at the club. I know what they're doing behind the scenes. They're smashing a lot of alcohol, doing a lot of drugs. And then all of a sudden, oh, shit just goes really, really bad and they lose everything. Okay, you don't want to lose everything. Money amplifies shit over time. If you change your habits from on the way up to the way back down, then you're fucked. Well, what I mean by that is that if you have habits on the way up and then when you get to the top, you change your habits, understand that that's going to be your top. Because after that, there's only one way and it's down. So you do not want to do that. When business owners start using drugs to celebrate because they think that they're doing well, then they fuck everything up. That's not a good idea. The same as the business owners who work really, really hard and then they start going out drinking all the time, they're having all these meetings, eating a whole bunch of food. There's only one way. Their health is going to go down, their mental health is going to go down, and it wouldn't surprise me if they start ruining other stuff as well, like their relationship. So remember this. Your internal world becomes your external world. The external world is always a direct reflection of you. Challenge and adversities are there to see if you step up or step down, to see if you push forward or back off. And most of you, the reason why you don't have the results is because when you get adversity, you back off. Hey, Driven Mofos. If you ever want to have the video version of this podcast, which usually has more effects, visuals, graphs, and helps you to retain more of the information that I share, then check out my YouTube channel. I also share bonus in-depth training behind the scenes from some of our live events, plus interviews from some of the country's most successful people. So if you haven't already subscribed to my YouTube channel, then check it out via the link in the description of the podcast. Remember to subscribe to get the latest stuff. Do you know what a business owner? Only a week ago, he's probably listening to this podcast, and I'm going to talk to him the next couple of weeks and fucking pull his head in. He reached out to me probably 3 months ago. In 3 months, he's dropped 12 kilograms. 12 kilograms in 3 months. So he's lost all this weight. He's doing well. His relationship's improved. So he reached out because he needed to work on his relationship. He needed to work on his finances. He needed to work on his health. He jumped into my mid-ticket coaching program, $750 for the quarter, $2,000 for the year. He's part of a group coaching program that I operate. Set him up with his diet, set him up with his nutrition, set him up with his workouts, started getting him aligned. He jumps into the group coaching calls and all that sort of stuff. He's doing great. He's losing all this weight. Then all of a sudden he decides that things are going okay. So he goes, oh, you know what? I'm just going to stop coaching. Now he's only dropped $750, right? It's not like he's dumping $100,000. And he goes, oh, everything's going well, stop. Now my team only informed me of this week. And I'm like, that's bullshit. Why the fuck would you stop something that is working? That's what stupid people do. And most of you out there are fucking stupid. When things start going well, you stop and you change the game plan, which is why things fall apart. And then you wonder why you hit rock bottom. You wonder why things aren't working. The 1%ers don't do that. I don't change my habits. I'm over here in Singapore on a vacation or a holiday or whatever the fuck you want to call it. I don't know. I still work a little bit every day. I still go to the gym. In fact, this morning my alarm went off at 5 o'clock. I got out of bed. I went to bed at last night, 11:30, I believe it was, or 11:45. 5 o'clock my alarm goes off. I get up, I got out of bed, I went to the gym. And now I'm getting ready to board to go to the airport. I keep getting up at the same time. I keep doing my work. I keep doing my workout, even though I'm in a different country. Now, most of you out there are like, well, why would you do that? That's not really a good holiday. Why would you not? Why would you not? Okay, it's because you don't believe you're worth it. You think that when you go on holiday, it's a time to let all your good habits slip. That's cool. See what happens. When you come back from holiday and you put on 2 to 3 kilos and you feel like shit about yourself, that's because you fucked up. You did what average people do, which is why you're mediocre. Mediocre people do that shit. Now, if this podcast, if this episode is pissing you off, good. I hope it pisses you off. I hope it pisses you off enough to realize that you have to change. Now, you can do one of two things, because this is what douchebags do. Douchebags look at me and go, fuck this guy, fuck him, fuck everything. And you don't like me. That's cool. You know what? Because I like myself, because I stick to my habits. You don't like you and you're projecting that onto me because you don't like you and you don't like being held accountable and that pisses you off. I get it. I used to be like that. When I was a piece of shit, I used to do that stuff all the time. But here's the thing, it didn't help my life get any better. It only got worse. So you've got choices. You can listen to this episode and sit there and go, you know what? He's right. I'm not pushing into adversity. I'm not taking on enough challenges. I'm always waiting. When opportunity presents itself, I always have an excuse. I have an excuse why I don't go to the gym, or it's Friday, or it's Saturday, or it's Sunday, and I change my habits. I sit there like a douchebag all weekend. I'm watching sport, trying to get away from my life. I use vices to shut down my emotions and my feelings because my brain is screaming at me, telling me that I'm not living up to my own standards. Now, you can keep doing that, or you can make a change. Now, the real players out there will make a change. You listen to this and you're like, you know what? It pissed me off, but he's right. And you'll do something about it. You'll probably reach out to me on Instagram and say, hey, how do I get into your mid-ticket program? Or how do I jump into one of your one-on-one coaching sessions? You'll probably do that. Or you'll come to my Thrive Time event, or you'll do something. You'll do something to make a change. But for the rest of you out there, you'll get pissed off and you go, fuck this guy, I don't like the way he talks. I don't like the way he operates, because it upsets you. And that's because you're still a little boy or a little girl who's wanting validation from mommy and daddy to tell you that everything's gonna be okay, even though you do dumb shit. Right, that's what little kids do. They run around all hyperactive after they eat a whole bunch of sugar, they trip over, they fall down, and mom and dad come pick them up and say, hey, it's okay, don't cry. Don't cry, everything will be okay. Instead of saying, that's what happens when you eat fucking sugar and you run around like a hyperactive moron, you're gonna fall over and you're gonna skin your knees. Now, as adults, our society does that all the time. We have a whole bunch of people who keep doing dumb shit and our society validates them, which is why it's so easy to be in the 1%. It is so easy because all these people who, you know, they do dumb shit in life, our society goes, well, it's not your fault. It's not your fault that your wife left. It's not your fault that you're broke. You know, it's just the economy. It's not your fault that your business went broke. It's not your fault that, you know, you're not making enough money. It's not your fault that your kid gets out the car and goes and takes pictures of other dudes' cars because daddy ain't stepping up to the plate to make enough money to drive cool shit that his son's proud of. Right now, I hope that pisses some of you off and I hope that you step up, because I can tell you right now, I don't want to do these episodes to piss people off. I want to do these episodes to make sure that you're stepping up. I want to have the most driven community. Do you know, I got a message the other day from one of my community members just over 2 years ago. This dude's working in a dead-end job that he fucking hated. He reached out to me and he said, dude, I've seen some of your stuff. I followed you for a couple of weeks. Love what you're saying. How do I get on board? Comes along. He signs up to Thrive Time. Jumps in. It's like $3,000. Just jumps in. He didn't have the fucking money. He didn't have the money. He worked in a shitty job that was producing fuck all income. But he went and got it. He put on a credit card. Jumps into that program. He goes, you know what? I want to go and be a mortgage broker. I love property. He had one or two investment properties, but it was sucking up all of his cash. He knew he needed to make more money. So he had the investments, but he had no cash flow. So he ends up jumping into my Business Growth Odyssey. He's the only person that I've let jump into Business Growth Odyssey without having a business. Okay, because he was so determined. He's like, I got this. He essentially quit his job straight away. He went and studied mortgage broking, quit his job straight after he'd finished, and bang, he got into the industry. Started jumping on social media, started cranking it. His name's Peter Savage. Some of you know him. Some of you have seen him around the place. Fucking awesome guy, right? Got balls the size of pumpkins, which, you know, some of you have balls the size of fucking peas, right? That's why you don't jump into shit. That's why you don't do stuff. He comes to me. goes, right, I'm getting in, I'm going to start a business. How do I get involved in Business Growth Odyssey? Jumps in, signs up to the program. You know, he goes on a payment option because that's, you know, what he could afford at the time. Jumps on a payment option. I think it was like a couple of grand a month. Jumps in there, starts cranking. Says, how do I grow my business? I say, get on social media, start pumping it. Get out there, start talking to more people. He goes and signs up to a bunch of business networking events, gets out there. Anyway, in his first year, I believe he did $30 million in loans. And then he's cranking and he's pushing. And he said to me last year, he goes, by the end of this year, I'm going to get engaged to my partner. We're going to have a kid. And I'm going to go buy a supercar. And also I'm going to have a place, like an office. Guess what he's done? In the last 12 months, he's done more than most of you guys and girls out there have done in your whole entire life. Gets engaged, partner gets pregnant, goes out, buys a supercar, gets his office, and he's cranking. He is pumping, right? Super proud of people like that because they just drop the hammer. They know what they want. They're decisive. They get to that place where they just realize that one day they're going to die and they are not where they want to be. And they know that they could have everything that everybody else has, but most people just choose not to have it. He chose to have it. He chose to just do what he needed to do to get it done. And that's why I love working with people like that. I appreciate them so much because they remind me to keep playing big as well. Because that's the key thing, that's the important part, is you have to play big. If it was comfortable and it was easy and it was safe, everyone would do it. But the thing is, it is not safe, it is not comfortable, and it is not easy, which is why most of you will not do it. You will not do it if you're always looking for safety, comfort, and for it to be easy, which is why most of you won't jump into my programs. You won't jump into stuff because you're waiting for the right time, you're waiting for it to be easy, you're waiting for it to have enough money. How do you expect to have enough money if you're not prepared to invest money to get more money? That's what rich people do. They invest in things. Like all these dumb people out there think that a rich person just has money and that's why they get rich. Most of them don't have money. They go and figure out how to create and produce money. That's what makes the money. You got to get out there. You got to start thinking different. You cannot be in the middle class, have middle class thinking, and expect to reach above that. And the middle class sucks. In fact, the middle class is starting to get demolished in Australia and America because cost of living is going up. The interest rates are squeezing people. If you're not pushing for the top, then you're definitely pushing for the bottom. And I can tell you right now, most of you are happy sitting in the middle somewhere where it's uncomfortably comfortable and it fucking sucks. You know you could be so much more, you could do so much more, but you're choosing not to do any more. And life is only going to get more comfortable. When I see all these clowns at the footy on the weekend celebrating someone else's achievements, they go, "We won," and they watch other people playing the fucking game. They get paid to play. You lose money to watch them play because you're wasting time, you waste your money, you go and smash a whole bunch of beers, you go, yay, and you celebrate someone else's achievements. That's essentially what you're doing when you're watching sport every weekend. Now, if you want to watch sport, go for it. But I hope you are crushing it in life, because if you're not crushing it and you're watching sport and you're watching other people achieving and you're not achieving, then you got to change that. I don't really watch sport because I don't really give a fuck about other people's achievements unless they're in my programs or in my products. Don't really care. All I want to do is develop myself, get better, and make sure that I'm crushing it in life. I would rather travel the world, meet cool people, go do cool shit, live in a fucking amazing life, and win myself than watch other people win. Now, if you're spending 2 hours a week watching sport, let's just say on average, and let's say there's, I don't know, say 26 weeks, you're spending 52 hours per year watching other people play the game. Actually, it's probably even more than that, because if you go into the games, it's probably an hour there, hour back, or something like that. You know, if you're drinking as well, you've pretty much ridden off the whole day. It's just sloppy. It's just sloppy life, sloppy work. But anyway, Driven Mofos, look, if you're prepared to step it up, hit me up on my DMs in Instagram. Send me a message, which is the word coaching, and let's get you signed up for my mid-ticket program. Let's get you in there. Let's get you dropping some weight, dropping some vices. Let's get you tightening stuff up in life. Jump into my coaching sessions, and you'll learn so much about yourself and stay consistent. And then eventually you'll be able to get to my top tier products where you can work one-on-one with me and we can really start to tighten everything up and you'll really start crushing your life. Like Pete that I spoke about, he's been crushing it. You know, there's so many of you out there who listen to this podcast religiously who has started from the bottom and you've worked your way right up to the top where you're working with me one-on-one now. And you might be paying anywhere between 40 to 60 grand a year to work with me, depending on the product that you're in. A lot of you started at that low ticket product, you know, or that mid-tier product. Anyway, Driven Mofos, have a great day. Keep kicking ass. I hope this was the ass kicking that you needed to start stepping it up and playing a bigger game. Anyway, take care, Driven Mofos. Have a great day.